And hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 4 edition of the NAOSI High School Football Podcast Preview Show. Matt Lodi from NAOSI, along with Tony Bogan from NAOSI, as well as Cleveland.com. Tony, a very happy Thursday to you. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing really well. Got back from Kansas a couple weeks ago, and I'm ready for another week of high school football. As the season goes on, we're going to see who the contenders are, and things are starting to take shape.
Well, this, of course, is a big, big week, as now we're starting to get into conference play for a lot of the conferences around the area. We've got a full slate of games to get to, as well as previewing what we're going to have on the site this week as well. We've got 12 games to talk about as far as what we're going to be covering. Tony is going to be out Saturday watching Shaker Heights. Tell me a little bit about Shaker Heights and what you've seen from them before we get into the big stuff as well.
Well, I've seen from Shaker Heights, they're 2-1, and they had a tough loss against Brunswick on Friday evening. But they should bounce back against Collinwood this Saturday.
Yeah, I would think you'd have to be right on that one. Let's quickly go through the list of some of our games, and then we're going to, of course, talk a little bit about what we've seen so far through 3 weeks of high school football. Berea Mid Park at North Ridgeville. Vince McKee will be out at that one. Menor at Strongsville. Big game in Strongsville Friday night. Dave Alleygood will be covering that for us. We've got Amherst and Midview. Ashley Bastock will be at that game. Midview, heavy favorite there, even though Amherst is 3-0. Avon will be at North Olmsted. Big game for the Eagles of Avon as they travel to play the Eagles of North Olmsted. Kenston will be at North. Mike Trevisano covering that for us. Ryan Kazmarski will check out the Dukes of Wellington. They will take on the Clippers of Clearview. Westlake, the Demons, will be in action in Avon Lake against the Avon Lake Shoremen. Ruben Rodriguez will cover that for us. Canada Prep travels to Brunswick. Let me stop right there. Why in Week 4, Tony, are we seeing the Brunswick Blue Devils out of the SWC take on a team from Canada?
It was one of those double book deals. Brunswick was initially supposed to play John Hay, but I believe John Hay backed out. No reason was really given. Well, I know that John Hay will not be playing Week 4 at all.
Wow.
And Brunswick had the off week, and they're playing a Canada team this week.
Well, in that case, Canada Prep is traveling to Brunswick to take on the Blue Devils on Friday night. And also on Saturday, Ruben Rodriguez will check out Elder at St. Ed's. Always a big game. That game will be played in Lakewood. All right, Tony, let's talk about it. We're 3 weeks into this thing. What have you seen so far that has surprised you? What are you seeing as far as teams out there? Anything stepping up and stepping out to you through 3 weeks of high school football?
Yes, a couple things, really two or three things stand out to me. The first being Lutheran East. Lutheran East is 3-0. They went 6-4 last season in Division 6, I believe, and they have a legitimate shot to make the playoffs.
Is that a team, you know, that you feel like last year they won six games and they just kind of were starting to get things turned around and then finally, you know, kind of turned the corner like this past summer, do you think? Do you think that, you know, obviously winning six games a year ago is nothing to sneeze at, but do you think that's a team that kind of turned the corner throughout the course of the offseason?
I believe so, and it's definitely showing so far. Another team I've got two more teams I'd like to give a shout-out to. The first is Kenston.
Yep.
They're off to a 3-0 start for the first time possibly in their school history, according to their head coach, Jeff Grubich. And it looks like their only major test is week 9 against Chardon. And they look like they're a threat to win the Western Reserve Conference.
Yeah, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention another local 3-0 team here in the Parma area. How about the Normandy Invaders? A 3-0 start. Tony, this was a team that had lost 42 games in a row going into 2017, and they have come out with new coach Tony Darden and gone 3-0. They beat Lutheran West 26-21 a week ago. They are in action tonight, actually, at Byers Field, if you're listening to this, on Thursday. They will take on the Valley Forge Patriots. The Patriots off to an 0-3 start, but again, check it out. Normandy and Valley Forge tonight at Byers Field in Parma. How about the Invaders, Tony?
They have done really, really impressive. You saw them in week 2 against Lincoln West. They improved to 2-0, or Eli, rather.
That's right.
And they have a chance to move to 4-0 for the first time in a while. They have really turned the ship around, and I could possibly, I know this is a little speculative, they may be a dark horse for a playoff.
Wow. Well, after this Valley Forge game this week, a rivalry game, they've got another rivalry game next week as they will take on the Parma Redmen, and that game will also be at Byers Field. You figure if they can get past Valley Forge as well as Parma, they've got a good shot at 5-0. All they'd have to do is win, what, maybe three of their last five games. And again, I know that they're going to go up against tougher competition like Rocky River, Bay, and Holy Name, but that's an interesting thought right there, that this team, the Normandy Invaders, who did not win a game a year ago, can make the postseason. Let's talk a little bit about the Lake Erie League. I know you and I, that's close, near, and dear to both of our hearts. Bedford beat Garfield Heights 44-22 last week. They're off to a 3-0 start. And Maple Heights over East Lake North 27-20 a week ago. They're off to a 2-1 start, as is Lorraine, who won on Thursday night. Ashley Bastock was at that game. They beat Elyria 38-17. That LEL is a fun league right now. You got Bedford, Maple Heights, and Lorraine, all of teams with winning records. Unfortunately, Cleveland Heights and Shaw have yet to win a game, but Bedford at 3-0, Maple Heights at 2-1, and Lorraine at 2-1.
I also like to mention Warrenville Heights is 2-1 as well, and they take on Padua on Friday evening, a 3-0 Padua. If Warrenville can get past Padua, then they've got a difficult last four game stretch. I wouldn't look past the Tigers, even though Lorraine is doing, as they've been doing the past few years, which is no surprise. Bedford's got a huge game against Copley and Matt going down to Massillon. Imagine how Bedford would be with a huge win down in Massillon in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and of course, if you look at that North Coast League, you mentioned Padua a minute ago. Padua, Benedictine, and NDCL all at 3-0 right now. Lake Catholic, who beat up Holy Name a week ago, 45-0. They are 2-1. Archbishop Hoban is 2-1. And then you got Walsh Jesuit at 1-2. So another good conference. The NCL, the North Coast League, in the blue division, should be a fun stretch down the road for those couple of teams. Again, Padua, Benedictine, and NDCL all at 3-0. NDCL will take on Cleveland Central Catholic this week. Padua takes on Warrensville Heights, and Lake Catholic at 2-1 will take on Cleveland Heights. You got to believe that Lake Catholic's going to get to 3-0 in that game. And Benedictine will play a team out of Pennsylvania, Cathedral Prep. So I don't know much about Cathedral Prep, but you got to believe the Tigers are going to be the favorite to get to 4-0 as well. So a fun conference right now if you're watching the NCL. If you look at the white division of the North Coast League, Warren JFK is 2-1. How about Trinity at 2-1? They're off to a big start. Their offense is clicking. They beat Oberlin 49-30 last week. Trinity, not a school known for football, but they're playing pretty well after 3 weeks.
I have to say that Trinity is playing well, and one team I've also kind of followed is Cleveland Central Catholic. They picked up their first victory of the season against Elyria Catholic on Saturday. And they've got that big game, like you mentioned. They have a couple big games. They have a game against NDCL Friday night and a game at Lutheran East on the 29th.
Should be a fun stretch for that that conference right there. Padua, by the way, will take on Gilmore on Friday night. The PAC, the PAC, the Stars division. Black River, no surprise, off to a 3-0 start. You got Buckeye off to a 3-0 start. The Bucks playing well. And how about the Firelands Falcons? I got a chance to see them a week ago. They, in a rivalry game at home, beat Vermilion 21-14. They led that game 21-0 before Vermilion rallied and made it a game late. They even had the ball with less than 2 minutes to go with a chance to tie the game, but the Falcons defense kind of put the clamps on it. Wellington is 0-3. Brookside and Keystone are both 1-2. This week you got Black River at Fairview. Buckeye will take on Lutheran West. Firelands in Brooklyn. Firelands should come out on top, even though Brooklyn's off to a 2-1 start. Keystone, Columbia, Brookside, Oberlin, and Wellington will take on Clearview. You look at the Stripes division. You talked about Lutheran West off to a 2-1 start. Columbia, Clearview, and Brooklyn all off to 2-1 start. So four teams out of the six in the Stripes division of the Pack are already off to 2-1 starts, Tony.
Yeah, it's good non-conference play so far. I'm curious to see what Columbia's got that running back, Brandon Coleman.
Yep.
He's one of the best players on their team. And you got Lutheran West, they're looking to bounce back from their loss to Normandy. And how about Clearview? They're off to a pretty good start this year. Tough loss against Amherst, but they rattled off a couple wins. I'd say look for Clearview to be a dark horse.
Yeah, Clearview this week will be in action, of course, on Friday night. We mentioned a moment ago they'll take on the Dukes of Wellington. They'll be the favorites in that game. Lutheran Weston Buckeye, by the way, should be the premier game out of the pack. How about the Senate League and League, again, near and dear to your heart? You've got Rhodes at 1-2, Whitney Young at 1-2, John Adams, Glenville, East Tech, Lincoln West. Tony, all these teams have not won a game. Collinwood, John Marshall, John Hay, and Cleveland JFK. Boy, you've got out of this conference Rhodes and Whitney Young at 1-2, and then you've got 3, 4, 5, 8 teams that have not won a game yet. What's going on in the Senate?
What's going on is that they're playing, Glenville's playing a tough schedule, a tough non-conference schedule with Menard, St. Ed. Glenville's playing a tough non-conference schedule. John Hay also played a tough non-conference schedule, as is Collinwood. Collinwood's first four games were on the road at Shaker Heights, Rocky River, and Orange are among them. And East Tech narrowly lost by 1 point to Beachwood on the road there. And Rhodes picked up a victory against Brooklyn. I think that the top Senate team, not named Glenville, I could probably see Rhodes being in the Senate City title game against John Hay, because I could see John Hay turning things around.
All right, let's go to a conference that's slightly better right now, the Southwestern Conference. Avon over Avon Lake, 31-6 a week ago. Boy, you had to believe that Avon was not a happy camper coming into that game after last year's one-point playoff loss to Avon Lake that upset them in the first round. Berea Midpark's putting up a ton of points. They beat Lakewood 56-14. Midview all over North Olmsted, not a surprise there, 42-6. You had Olmsted Falls over Westlake, 49-26. And Amherst Steel is off to a 3-0 start. Congrats to them. New coach, new attitude out for the Comets. They beat North Ridgeville 28-7. So you look at the standings right now. Three teams are at 3-0. Not a surprise. Avon, Midview, I think, is a little bit of surprise, Tony, only because no more Dustin Crum. It's Nick Crum, his brother, the wide receiver who's been playing very well right now for the Midview Middies.
I never thought that Midview would be down at all. I always knew that Midview would be a contender for the Southwest because they just reloaded. They didn't rebuild. They just reloaded, especially with Seamus Higley, quarterback. This game against Amherst will be big, though, and Amherst has been really impressive this year, getting off to a 3-0 start. I can see them possibly pulling one or two more victories in that Southwest Conference. And Berea Midpark has gotten better, especially with their young sophomore quarterback. They're also a dark horse.
And Berea Midpark likely will be the favorite tomorrow night when they take on North Ridgeville. North Ridgeville off to a tough start. The Rangers are 0-3. Another team known as the Rangers, the Lakewood Rangers, are off to an 0-3 start. Brand new head coach there, just not getting off to a great start. And the Westlake Demons are 0-3 as well. Avon Lake with a new coach is 1-2. And then you got Old Falls, North Olmsted, and Berea, as we mentioned, all at 2-1. And then Midview, Avon, and Amherst all at 3-0. And Westlake will take on Avon Lake this week. Berea Midpark at North Ridgeville. Avon North Olmsted, and Tony mentioned Amherst at Midview. Ashley Bastock will be out covering that game. Suburban League, the American Division, Copley, Talmadge, Highland, all those teams. Talmadge, Barberton, and Highland are all off at 3-0 starts. Kent Roosevelt is 1-2. Copley is 2-1, and Aurora is 0-3. What do you know out of the Suburban League so far?
So far, Aurora's 0-3, but I think that Aurora's going to end up turning things around. They got off to a tough start. They played three really tough opponents in Solon, Euclid, and Twinsburg. And any one of those three games could have gone either way. Barberton's off to a good start. And even Twinsburg, I think that Twinsburg might contend in the Suburban League, too, because they are definitely looking better than they have in previous years.
Yeah, no question about it. Let's go over to the National Division of the Suburban League. Wadsworth. Wow, what about the Grizzlies? Off to a nice 3-0 start there in non-conference play. They beat up on the Medina Bees 44-7 a week ago. Stowe Monroe Falls off to a nice 3-0 start. A big win over Solon 17-14 last week. Hudson, North Royalton, Brecksville, Broadview Heights, Twinsburg all off to 2-1 starts. The Bees beating Willoughby South 42-21 a week ago. You got North Royalton. They were a loser at home last week to Highland 42-14, their first loss. And then Hudson last week, a loser to Canton McKinley 39-27. Cuyahoga Falls and Ordonia all off to 0-3 starts. I think the big game this week, you look at this conference, you've got Wadsworth against Nordonia, and Wadsworth should be a heavy favorite. Nordonia is 0-3, Wadsworth 3-0. Am I missing anything out of this one, Tony?
I wouldn't say that you are missing anything at all, because Wadsworth has definitely got the offense going in a big way. And the show is at the top. They got a narrow victory against Solon last week, and I'm looking forward to that potential clash in 2 weeks, between two unbeaten, Wadsworth and Stowe.
That will be a lot of fun to watch. Let's go to the Western Reserve Conference. You mentioned Kenston off to a 3-0 start. They beat up West Geauga 42-7 last week. You mentioned Kenston. Tell me a little bit about the Blue Bombers there.
Absolutely. They're off to a 3-0 start, and I was talking to the coach a week ago, and he said he couldn't even confirm or deny about the 3-0 start. It could potentially have been their first 3-0 start in school's history.
Wow.
They're off to yes, wow.
That's impressive.
Brunson Mayfield are 2-1, Chardon is 2-1, South is bringing up the rear. I could see Kenton Chardon, like I said earlier, potential clash for the Western Reserve title, but I'm not looking past Mayfield, because Mayfield could make some noise, too. They got a huge rivalry game against Brush.
Yeah, they do. They got the Brush Arcs this week. Mayfield, a 51-24 winner last week. They were in action, and they beat Nordonia. How about Brush? 55-20 over John Adams. You know, the Arcs, always a team that you know, has had their struggles over time, but they are off to a nice 2-1 start. Nice to see Brush finally get it going.
Absolutely. A win, especially at home against the rival Mayfield, would definitely give the team a huge confidence boost, because Brush's schedule, they got Mayfield, they got Kenston, a huge game on the 22nd, and they got South and North, who, even despite their records, are not teams to just overlook.
Yeah, no question. Let's also look a little bit at this week's schedule for the Western Reserve. You've got Painesville, Riverside at Chardon, Kenston, East Lake North, Mayfield, Brush, as we mentioned, and Willoughby South will take on Madison. We move on to the Independents. Massillon, Washington, a winner over Warren G. Harding 31-21 a week ago. St. Ed beat Woodson, Washington, D.C. 45-20. Bedford, a 44-22 winner over Garfield Heights. Let's give you the standings. Warrensville Heights 3-0. Lutheran West 3-0. Western Reserve Academy 3-0. Iggy is 3-0. They're in action against Detroit Prep on Friday night at Byers Field. SVSM is 3-0. St. Ed's is 3-0. And Gilmore is 3-0. A lot of good teams in the Independents, Tony.
Absolutely. St. Ignatius struggled in the first half against Euclid. It turned things around in the second half and got a huge victory. St. Ignatius is which is doing as they continue doing at the St. Vincent St. Mary's.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, when you start to talk about week four, you really start to talk about conference play. And, you know, now these teams are getting into it. You're going to see these conferences, or these divisions, I guess, if you will, really start to sort of, I don't know, sort of right themselves. Because right now you've got a lot of teams, and, you know, some of them didn't play the best of competition the first 3 weeks. But I think now you're going to start to see these conferences really start to get more on track of what we talked about in the first couple weeks of the show.
Absolutely, because I think that Aurora, if they win out, could definitely get a playoff spot, even despite the 0-3 start, because they were a possession or so away from possibly being 3-0, just like Solon could have possibly been 0-3. And vice versa.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's run through the Chagrin Valley Conference, the Chagrin Division, real quick for you. Perry 3-0, Wycliffe 3-0, Beechwood 2-1, Orange is 2-1. Chagrin Falls, Geneva, Harvey, and West Geauga are all 0-3. You've got Beechwood Perry this week, Harvey at Orange, Chagrin Falls at Wycliffe, and West Geauga will take on Geneva. Out of the Valley Division, Kirtland is 3-0, Cuyahoga Heights is 3-0, Independence is 2-1, Cardinal, Fairport Harding, Berkshire, Hawken, and Richmond Heights are all either 1-2 or 0-3 at this point. So again, as conference play begins, you'll start to see more teams in that conference start to right themselves a little bit. So Tony, this week, like you mentioned, you are going to be out at Shaker Heights, and Shaker Heights really should dominate in that game.
Oh, yeah, because Collinwood, they lost 35-0 to Rocky River, and they lost 38-0 to Orange when they played against them. It's probably going to be one of those games that Shaker should win fairly easily.
All right, let's give you our rundown again one more time for this week, week four of high school football. And also, let's remind you that tomorrow night, that being Friday night, we will have reporters out all over the place in and around Northeast Ohio. We've got Vince McKee, Berea Mid Park in North Ridgeville. I will be in Serpentini Stadium out in North Royalton as Rocky River will take on Holy Name. Dave Alligood will have a good one. Mentor at Strongsville for you. Ashley Bastock will be Amherst in Midview. Patrick Kennedy, Avon North Olmsted, Mike Trevisano, Kenston in North. Ryan Kazmarski will see the Clearview Clippers in Wellington. Ruben Rodriguez will watch Westlake and Avon Lake. Jerry Sharp will watch Brunswick take on Canada Prep. And on Saturday, you'll have Tony out watching Collinwood and Shaker Heights. And Ruben Rodriguez will be back in action again. Double duty for him. Elder at St. Ed's. We, of course, will not only be in action on the website, but we'll also be in action on the air tomorrow night. WEOL AM 930 will feature some of our reporters in the post game with our own Dave Sprouse, who does the scoreboard show. WKNR ESPN 850 in Cleveland will have some of our reporters on with Chris Olendak and that company doing some post game scoreboards as well. WEOL will have three games tomorrow night. We will have the links for those tomorrow on the website. They've got Mogador at Elyria Catholic, Columbia at Keystone, and Fairview and Black River. Wow. Tony, I think we covered it all in 20 minutes. That was a crazy 20 minutes of high school football talk. Any last-minute thoughts before we close it out today?
Just excited for some good football this week.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun week of high school football. Always is. And now that we're getting into conference play, I think you're going to see a lot more fun things going around the area when you talk about high school football for week four. Okay, for Tony Bogan, I'm Matt Lodi. Thanks for joining us here on the NAOSI High School Preview Podcast Show. We'll be back with you next week for week five already. And we're going to talk a little bit more about those big conference action next week right here on the show. Again, for Tony Bogan, I'm Matt Lodi. Have a blessed week, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on NEOSportsInsiders.com.